Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology, and on behalf of Bytes by MSDN, I'm happy to say I've got an old friend back, Tim Heuer from Microsoft, Silverlight Evangelist, Mr. Silverlight. Hey, Tim, thanks a lot for coming.
Thanks for having me again. Appreciate it.
So I sat in the audience today at the keynote, and we saw the IE9 announcement, and then this HTML5 thing that's been so rumored for so long, and I couldn't help but think, oh, goodness, we've got all this rich internet application stuff that we've done in Silverlight, and it's so exciting, and now we've confused the world because seemingly you could do similar stuff in pure HTML. HTML5.
Yes.
Can you talk to that a bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if we look over time at any technology evolution, right, there's always going to be a level of evolution, you know, adapting to the demand of the market. And I think HTML is, there's no different, right? HTML4 is, I don't know how old, but, you know, finally we're getting advancements in the core rendering technologies and what's available. So, you know, the big question is, like, is HTML5 a Silverlight killer or, you know, and things like that. And I don't think it is. I mean, I think the technologies can coexist, and I think for a lot of line of business application developers and, you know, dare I say, even media applications, there still is a place for Silverlight, absolutely, specifically in the short term while the standard is, you know, is being solidified and browsers have to catch up as well, right? So we have the luxury of being cross-platform and cross-browser and don't really necessarily care about the rendering engine of HTML. In that regard, so you know, we can do a lot of things today that HTML5 can't do today.
And, of course, you know, access to the .NET stack.
Access to the .NET stack being one of those. You know, even you know, if you remember in the keynote, the thing that got the most applause, I think, was the video tag in HTML5.
And it
will be cool to have that. But if you look at customers like Netflix and the Olympics and March Madness and things, you know that. That may not be enough for them, right? DRM and smooth streaming is still a huge advantage of Silverlight that the video tag will not be able to support.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Absolutely.
As things shake out. And we say that every year, of course.
You know,
it's for time. As we keep releasing this
It better
stuff
be,
on
right?
Platform.
I mean, you don't have new versions that are uninteresting, right?
Right? There's a reason we're in this business.
Yeah.
So you have a great job, you know.
I love my job.
Tell me what the exciting things about your job are you're going to be doing for the next 6 months. I think the audience generally appreciates that type of stuff.
Yeah, you know, so my job is, you know, majority of it is what we call a community program manager. So I'm focused on being a liaison to the software developers, you know, back to the product team. A big part of that is creating learning resources, you know, how-to resources, sample applications and things like that. And then, you know, there is a component of some feature ownership and you know, small behind the scenes stable things that they give to me that, you know, are fairly not going to break, I guess is easy way to look. But yeah, so it's a great job, you know, looking forward, you know, we're here at Mix, we just shipped the release candidate, you know, we still have to ship Silverlight 4, you know, we're talking like it's out the door.
Right.
Still a priority to, you know, to make sure that actually gets to, you know, release quality and but that's not slowing us down, you know. And in fact this week we're starting with customers to actually do some early planning with Silverlight 5, the next version, and talk about, you know, where we're going, where's the direction, get some feedback, using the community feedback that we've gone through our user voice site for community to vote on what they think should be in there and things like that. So
can I ask you one more before I let you go back to your adoring fans here? if I'm a Flash developer or even someone coming out of college, you know, and I want to start in Silverlight. What's your guidance? Where do I go first?
I think I would say there's probably two paths you can go. You mentioned Flash developer, right? So let's just call it an interactive developer. Right?
Fine.
So there's a coder, and then there's the, you know, the user experience kind of more centric developer. I think two good resources to start with. Silverlight.net is kind of the all up resource to get you started. Get the tools there. Very simple tutorials down to things like the managed extensibility framework. If you're coming from like more of a design-centric view, or even if you have Flash skills, the projectrosetta.com is a good starting point to translate, you know, what do I know in Flash, and how do I translate that to Silverlight? And those skills, you know, those skills that you're learning in Silverlight, as we've learned at Mix, right? So now you're on the desktop. And these skills will help in WPF as well if you're starting. So now you're on the desktop, you're on Windows Phone 7, and you know you're on the Symbian S60 platform, and you know whatever that future that you know the third screen of the three screens in a cloud vision that Ray Ozzie has.
I hear it's many screens in
many
the cloud
screens.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great stuff. Thank you so much for
coming
today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And thank you guys for watching.